Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Toledo, your host on Dent Time PDR, a podcast about PDR training, tutorials, interviews, and much more. So get something to eat, drink, and start pushing. It's time to listen. Hey! All right, what's crack-a-lackin', everybody? How you doing? I know it's been up and down as far as the podcast, and I'll explain why. You guys already know if you're coming in and you're just listening to this podcast. Maybe you are new to my podcast. I generally have one every Thursday, and I've been missing a couple here and there because I've been traveling a lot. 2 weeks ago or 2.5 weeks ago, I was in Taiwan, and then I was home for about 5 days, and then I took off to Spain, and then I was in London, which I'm going to get into because this topic is about the EV, the electric vehicle, and we're going to just briefly touch on the type of techniques I use for aluminum panels, generally Teslas. So stay tuned. Here we go. We're going to get right into it. So first of all, when it comes to vacations, my wife is notorious for technically booking all my, I say technically a lot, don't I? I need to stop saying that. There are some words that I get stuck on saying a lot, and I'm going to stop saying that one. Anyhow, my wife, her name is Mary, and she loves to take vacations, okay? And ever since I met her, we were going somewhere, okay? I remember I didn't take hardly any vacations. I was a person, the typical, like my grandfather, I work. All I did was work. And I didn't have any desire to do a vacation. I just thought that's the way you do it. You just work. My wife wasn't having it. You know, she was my girlfriend at the time. And we went to Hawaii. And man, I just was like, wow. When I went on vacation, and I think for you guys who are like myself, you work really hard, or you ladies, you work really hard most of your life, all the time. And then when you are out there, you know, having supposedly a good time and not in a work environment, you feel guilty. That's how I had to get over that for the first few vacations. I felt like I had to check on the business, you know. I had to answer my phone call. And if you don't take vacations, to be honest with you, it's like not charging your battery ever. You know, you're really running low. You're operating, but you're not really operating at your capacity. I mean, when you go on a really, really deserved vacation and you come back and you don't worry about your business back home, or you're concerned, remember, don't do that, because you're really not having a vacation then again. Because if you listen to my other podcasts or you follow me a lot, then that's where you've got to learn to set up the system for your business, okay? Because otherwise you own a job and you're always going to worry about that job. I'm not going to go crazy into that. I've already discussed that in the past, but technically that helps. So going back to resetting it. So I went to Spain, and I recommend that. And this is my second time going to Spain, but I highly recommend Spain to anybody, whether you speak Spanish or you don't. I don't speak Spanish. In fact, I was walking into customs, and they looked at my my passport, and he said, "Tolero? Yeah, Espanol?" I said, "Poquito." Poquito means no, very little, you know, little. And he's all, "Well, why are you here?" I go, "Because I need to learn how to speak Spanish, you know." He goes, "Well, you got a last name's Toledo, and that's a Spanish name." And I was like, "Yeah, I know. We're here to go see it." But anyways, long story short, Spain is just amazing for the architecture, because they have beautiful, beautiful churches, Gothic churches, and just the buildings and the history that they have there all over the town. Barcelona, and I was in, where else was I? I've been to Marbella, and then my kids went to Toledo, so they visited my heritage name, and they had a great time. So beyond that, I went for a few days. I took off to London. Now, I think I was mentioning it on the podcast before that. Went to London, spent a great time with three guys over there, and caught up with my buddy Vince, who you've probably heard on PDR Tool Time. And now he's going to be basically the ambassador for Anson. He's going to be the like the promoter. And he is head of the EV teaching the course. He just got that over there. So he's certified to teach it now in the United States. So congratulations to Vinny. Well-deserved, man. And so I went to London, met up with the TDN guys, had a great, great time. And probably one of the most significant parts of the trip was taking the EV course. And Kevin Andrews, I want to tell you that he takes it super seriously. Now, before I get into just that story about the course, I want to let you guys know, if you're interested in doing it, you can sign up, I believe, through Anson, Anson PDR. They have, I think, a link where you can do that. I'll put the link below, okay? I'll send it in the UK. So if you're listening to this from the UK and you're interested in doing it, you should. So I'm kind of scatterbrained a little bit because I want to finish my story, but then I guess I'll get into the details of why I think it's important that you consider getting certified EV training, the IMI, they call it. So anyhow, Kevin, after all the fun was done, because the fellas took me out the day before and basically we went pub hopping, and it was awesome. The guys are really, really know how to treat an American, let me just tell you that. And so the next day was the EV course, and Kevin's like, well, you just let me know, mate, let me know when you're ready. And I wasn't probably feeling the best at that moment, but I had to get my game on, because Kevin Andrews, if you ever get in his course, and he's teaching it, he used to teach them all, but now Vince will be teaching half of them. But if you get Kevin, he makes you nervous a little bit, because first of all, he takes it very, very seriously, and as it should be. It is very important that you realize that any electric vehicle could possibly kill you if you are not aware of certain things around the vehicle.
Wow, no kidding. Jesus.
How to power down the vehicle is what I'm getting at. And so I took the course, and I was very, very surprised on how important, or just how little voltage could kill you.
No kidding.
I think it's super, super mandatory that you go out and get this course. Because number one, it's going to keep you safe. Two, it's going to keep the vehicle safe while you're working on it. Three, it's going to technically make you more, see, I said technically again, it's going to make you more, I would say, it is going to be more credibility to you. It's going to make you in front of the customer, because the customer is going to know that you take your job seriously, and you're going to have to let the customer know, hey, listen, in this port area, this is a really high voltage here. I'm going to have to power down your vehicle. And that involves me doing a certain amount of things. You got to block off the car. You got to keep the customer away. You can't have anybody around the vehicle. It's a process. It's a process. You know, you've got to be, consciously aware of what you're doing. And you have to charge for it. You have to charge a fee for powering down the vehicle. And that's going to bring your bottom line up a little bit too, okay? Teslas especially are probably one of the most dangerous cars to work on. They are, if in case you didn't know, the model, what is it? The latest, the little four-door one. You guys are probably going, it's the model, is it not the Model S? But anyways, it's, gosh damn, why can't I think of that sucker? Model 3? Model 3? Anyways, that four-door, it is it's the most sold Tesla they have, but it's number four top-selling car in America. Number four, top-selling car in America. And you know what that means, right? That means that there are going to be a lot more electrical vehicles going out there and that are going to be on the rise. Eventually, you're going to have to take this course. It's probably going to be mandatory for you somewhere at some point to do that, because there's some guys, a company named Dentology. They have this account with, you know, doing all the Teslas and reconditioning, and but they can't touch the Teslas for PDR because they needed to be certified. Tesla won't let them work on the vehicles unless they were IMI certified. So Vince is going to go down there later on, I think this month, and certify them. Guess what that means, though? Now I'm certified. And I've been promoting it all over the place. Check out my Instagram. Check out my Facebook page. I am promoting it. That gives me an advantage. That brings awareness to the customer. It brings trust to the customer. Hey, this guy knows how to power down a vehicle correctly. I can go to a dealerships and start promoting it. I can go to Tesla directly to these dealerships if I want, and tell them I am IMI EV certified. And you can't just say that to anybody, right? Because technically, if they want to check on you, you're in a system. Kevin put me in a system, in that IMI system, and now I'm officially on the list. So I'm proud to have it. It wasn't a cakewalk, and it wasn't crazy complex, but you do have to remember things, okay? That's the thing, is that you really have to be aware. The thing that, how shall I say, that was most surprising to me was how, like, seriously dangerous even a Prius. You think a Prius is harmless, and how many of us have actually worked on a Prius not even thinking about technically where our tools could touch? You know, maybe the tools could drop somewhere on a certain part of, you know, by the battery, by the air conditioning unit. Those are some dangerous areas on the vehicle. You're not covering the motor, you know, actually in the motor, the electric motor area. There's some areas there that can be very, very dangerous for your tools to drop, pop, you know, you touch. Things like that you're not aware of, that could cause seriously bodily harm or death. But again, it's bringing credibility to you being able to work on those vehicles. And I highly recommend signing up for it, because eventually your competition is going to be certified. It's happening. There's a lot of guys getting on it and doing it. And I'm not trying to, you know, make you feel guilty that you're not doing it, but eventually, you know, this is something you're gonna have to take at one point or another. And I think it's a great investment. I think it's a fantastic investment, because it's gonna bring a lot of credibility to your business. It's gonna bring responsibility and credibility to yourself and your business, and more importantly, your ensuring the customer that you're going to fix their car correctly by starting off to power down their vehicle. Now, powering down doesn't mean you have to be able to power. You should power down every vehicle you come across. There are certain things that Kevin gave me, like an app to use to understand before I work on a vehicle, is it proper to power down a vehicle? Do I have to, depending on the panel that I'm working on? I need to check to see if there are any dangerous cables in that area, if there are anything I need to be aware of before I start operating on an electric vehicle. Even think about those new Ford, right? Ford F-150s, those ones that, you know, you come to a stop and then you start the car and the car's getting ready to go and the engine turns back on. That has an electrical system in it. So it's fascinating, because there's a lot of things I learned in there. I'm not going to give you guys all the technical stuff, because that's for you to learn in the course. But I'm going to let you know, it is very well thought out and planned curriculum that Kevin Andrews put out there. Hell of a course. And it really made me way more confident in understanding that, okay, I need to be aware of what I'm doing on these cars when I'm performing paintless dent repair. Super, super important. So now I got that out of the way. I thought that was just a great adventure to go to London, get to hang out with the fellas at TDN. Now, the plan was I was trying to stay there for their open house. I couldn't make that happen because, you know, my wife, it was Thanksgiving week, and I was already spending Thanksgiving technically day with, I said technically again, I was spending Thanksgiving with Vinny and the fellas at TDN Tools. And then I came back to Spain Friday, because it was only $100 too to fly back and forth. And I spent the Friday with the family, and we had dinner there all together because I was with my cousin and her, or my aunt, on my wife's side. They went to Portugal. My wife and three kids went to Toledo, and then I left for London. And then we met 2.5 days later on Friday back in Barcelona. And it was absolutely fantastic. It was great. Super great. So if you get a chance to, you know, country hop and you're in Europe, you should do it. And I think most people do because they come for 2 weeks and then they can go to different countries for 3 or 4 days at a time. It's something I recommend to check out. So we'll go on to some of the tools that I use on aluminum. Now, when I'm working, let's just say particular on a Tesla, I'm generally using a sharper tool. I'm using more of a door tool with a point to it. PDR finesses tools are some of my favorites. I think the 226, the Reaper tool is great. Now, why do I use sharp tools on aluminum? And I think a lot of you already know the answer to this. Some of you don't. Some of you are new listeners. Some of you never use sharp tools and you've been a PDR tech for a long time. Well, in today's panels that are aluminum, or let's just say generally that like a BMW, older BMW, they have that sound deadening. A lot of German cars have that sound deadening, that real sticky, icky sound deadening. And that can be a real pain in the butt because as you're trying to pinpoint the last bit, let's just say 5-10%, what happens is that your normal tool, like your door tool, that's not as sharp, it's making contact in the back and it's making a kind of a ditch or a little bit of an area where it kind of makes a little hole into the sound deadening. So when you are trying to move it just barely left or to the right, it kind of kicks you back into that little hole that you've been hitting on the main part of the dent that you've been working. And it's friggin' hard as heck on aluminum. So you gotta push amazingly more harder, and you gotta be twice as accurate. So with a sharper tool, aluminum demands more push power in the first place. So that's why you need more of a sharper tool. And then the other reason why is that a sharper tool, it bites into the panel. It when you place it, it doesn't slide as easy as it would with a normal rounded tip or a dull flat tip, or you know, one of those paddle tips, anything like that. It doesn't slip, and it will bite right into it. Also, don't put tape on a sharp tool. Sharp tools are not made to put tape. If you're going to put tape, you might as well just go with a paddle tip, a regular tool tip. Remember, sharp tips are made to go bare. And you have to be aware when to use those sharp tips. Aluminum, I almost go sharp almost every single time, right off the bat. Whether it be a pick, the Reaper, or a super sharp tip from PDR Finesse, or
I have some tools from who is it? Ultra. I have some tools that are custom made for that. But right in my book, the PDR Finesse tools are a way to go to go down a door. Now, you guys know me, I cut off the handles on most of my tools and I put an ultra octagon on it so I can use any ultra handle with it because it's just super universal. You've heard me talk about that many, many times. If I'm going through the side of the panel, maybe through the bootleg, you know, the wire harness I'm referring to, and it's narrow, then I will use a pick. So the pick is really fantastic for that, from using on a hood, roof, things like that, or trunk. Or it goes to, you know, a normal hole. That's what I'll be using. I love sharp tools. And I think you're going to have to practically use sharp tools almost every aluminum panel, especially the Teslas. Now, the new BMWs, the 5 Series, those are becoming aluminum panels now. They're a real pain in the butt. Really, really stretchy, pushy. It just feels like plastic almost as you're pushing on it. And the aluminum just does not want to go back to its original place as easy. Don't forget you can use heat on there. One of my favorite apparatuses I got from Get a Grip, the Get a Grip arm that they have, and you can put that propane cordless heat gun that he sells, and you can get on Amazon too as well, but he sells the whole apparatus. Highly recommend that. And you're going to need to heat up that panel. And that aluminum generally will be way more cooperative because aluminum definitely needs heat to react better. So don't forget to use that. A lot of you guys already know this, but I'm just going step by step and going into more of detail. Now, as a trainer, if you've ever taught somebody, you guys who are maybe training your son or training a friend, or you're trying to train him, there's a lot of little things that you have to take in consideration when you train, right? You how you held it tap down, how you moved the board a certain angle, how far you really were looking at the reflection. You know, do you normally get eye level when you're looking? What's your position like when you're finishing? All these little things that come so normal to you as an instinct don't come very easy to a student. So that's why when you hear me explain things, I do it by nature, by starting from the beginning, assuming that you don't know anything, all the way to the end as if you did. Towards the end, okay? So that's, if you hear me talk, well, I already know that. Why is he talking to us like we don't know anything? Well, I'm assuming you don't know anything. You're right. So I get up to the more advanced part as I explain. So now you can follow why I talk the way I do on certain things, because I'm always thinking as an instructor, okay? That's helps me. That even helps me with my kids, because I tell them something, but as a good parent, right? As a really good parent, you have to be patient with them, right? You have to understand that they don't get it the first time. And in order to become a habit, right? You've got to make them do it over and over and tell them over, hey, pick up your clothes, don't let that, your backpack doesn't go there. You know, don't forget to wash your feet, or, you know, wash your hair. Or did you put deodorant on? You know, all these things that you get to keep, feel like you're repeating yourself. And then one day, hopefully, they get it. And it's the same thing when I'm teaching PDR. It's not that hopefully they will. It's they will get it, because I don't move my students on to something if they don't understand the basics, the fundamentals, because without that, it's PDR is hopeless. And again, that's a very, very important part of learning PDR. Aluminum. the StanLiner tools. Does the StanLiner tools work good on aluminum? Yes, I would say the snake tool is going to probably be your best bet. The crane tool is pretty good, but that small 3/8 one they have, I would like to see them come out, and I will probably talk to Thomas. I would like to see a bigger diameter in the crane tool. Just because of aluminum, it just has a little bit too much. It has too much flex for aluminum. It is. Aluminum's going to win that battle on the crane tool if it's a strong aluminum panel. If it's a steel panel, no problem. That crane tool is way more than sufficient. The heavier, I think it's a 5/8 or half inch snake tool, that's a beast. That can push aluminum really well. I like that tool a lot. I also like their sword tool, which is really good for going between narrow panels, quarter panels especially, somewhere by the wheel well. That's where it's going to fit on aluminum panels. Love that tool. Love it. Love that tool. This podcast isn't going to be that long. I'm just kind of going over, you know, the things that I did, a little bit of tools that I use. I do have a little bit of tiny bit of jet lag on here, so I'm not up to my par on here. But I definitely think, and I'm sure PDR Tool Time has been talking about the EV courses, and which they should. You should sign up. Yeah, I think. If you are going to PDR College, I'm going to give a shout out to PDR College, and I will be speaking at PDR College. I'm not going to give you my topic quite yet because there's a few things I want to talk about, but I'm just deciding on which topic I should talk about. So speech that I'm going to be doing, and as I wasn't really trying to say that I was going to be speaking, but I was going to say that Kevin Andrews is going to be teaching at the PDR College. So if you want to get your EV or IMI certified, then I highly recommend going to PDR College, and I think they're going to give a special rate, or you're pretty much, since he's going to be doing such a big spiel into it already, he's going to be pretty much talking about the course, and then you just go and pay a certain amount of fee to take the initial power down part, the physical part of how to power down the vehicle and answer some questions and fill out a form and hopefully you pass. So I would take advantage of that. And since you can kill two birds with one stone, if you are going to PDR College, that's something to consider. And actually it is something I really recommend if you can do that, because it's going to be cheaper than waiting and doing it later and then paying for your flight or going wherever you have to go to get certified. So that might work out for you. So going back to me speaking, I will be one of the speakers there. I don't know exactly which topic I'm going to talk about because I have not determined that yet. So I hope to see you guys at that event at Mobile Tech Expo in January. If you want more information about it, mobiletechexpo.com. If you want more information about PDR College's seminar, you can go to, I believe, pdrcollege.com. Check them out. Talk to Shane Jacks or Keith Constantino. They'll be able to get you hooked up. Okay. All right, guys, I am out of here. And by the way, to all the people who signed back up to denttrainer.com, thank you very much. It was an awesome event. We did fantastic with everybody. And thank you to all the tool manufacturers who made this just another successful Black Friday for Dent Trainer. And we will see you guys on the next podcast. I'm Mike Toledo, and I'm out of here. Have a good one.